Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 459 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 1, Prelude to a Storm.
It aired February 15th, 2003, written by Douglas Sloan, directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Doug Sloan's back.
He is.
It's been a minute since we've seen old Dougie.
Doing a quick scan. Oh, he comes. Yeah, he's going to be around this season, it looks like.
I heard that they rehired a lot of old Power Rangers writers after last season.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I know one other person. I know a fave, a perennial fave, comes back at some point, and I'm very excited. But if you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. Welcome to the podcast. We're starting a Power Rangers Ninja Storm today. I'm pretty excited because I don't think I've seen more than 5 collective minutes of it ever.
I think, and I only know this because we like looked at a picture or something recently. yes. But the only thing I know of Ninja Storm is that we have a girl Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
And what their costumes look like.
Yes.
That is it.
The costumes looked pretty neat, so I'm pretty excited to see them in action and not just in a couple pictures looking up for what they look like so we can rank them or something. Anyway, if you are new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because we're starting. This is brand new day. Yes, it is. You can watch with us. Get on the train early, right now. For Ninja Storm.
All aboard the train, the choo-choo ride. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
I think you that's the it. Song. I think that's how the song goes.
Don't
make me sing it.
I don't know what song you're talking about, so you would have to sing it in order for me to get it.
It's like, all aboard the train, the choo-choo ride, woo-woo. They played it at like all the middle school dances, which may have been elementary school dances for you.
I don't remember even a tiny bit of what you just said. You were making a Zack Ryder reference.
Then it is before your time.
The
choo-choo ride song
is too old.
It's too old for you.
For me, a 30-year-old. Anyway, we are going to go watch Prelude to a Storm. I want to call it Prelude, but someone chided me before we started recording.
Can't imagine who that could be.
We're going to go watch Prelude to a Storm right now.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form. And we just watched Prelude to a Storm. Jake, do you think it's a missed opportunity that this is not called Calm Before the Storm?
If there is not an episode called Calm Before the Storm, either A, someone messed up and should be sent to prison, or B, it was already used in one of the previous 458 episodes and they couldn't.
That could be.
Because we're getting to the point where I'm like, there has to be every phrase that doesn't have a copywritten Power Ranger word in it has to have been used as a title by this point. I forget how to do these. It's been so long.
Oh, you just tell people where they can find us.
HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's our website. That's where the archives are, updated through Lost Galaxy. Lightspeed Rescue is starting to fall off now.
Okay. Is so, Lost Galaxy on there?
Yeah,
you have to... Or have I just been saying I need to put it up and haven't been?
I think you actually put it up. I think you need to put In Space up in the volume 2 of the classic feeds, which, by the way, you can also get a bunch of our old stuff in classic feeds. It's getting to be about time to to make a third one.
I have a lot on my plate, and I was going to use this week to do some of it.
But then
the whole world got sick, and Walmart closes at 11, and I don't have any free time.
So we'll talk about that in just a second, because I also have a couple things I would like to say about that. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Palm Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife, Podbay, Podbay B, Pod Dustin. He's a treasure. It's dumb. The website's dumb, but you just like it.
Yeah, it's dumb but likable.
Yeah, it's all you're looking for, really. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Finally, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You get Tattoo TNG Only Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. You get bonus episodes. So far, January's did come out in February, yes, but we have one for January and February up, and we'll figure one out for March before the end of the month. Hopefully before the last day, which is what happened in January. So that's why it didn't come out till February.
I actually have an idea for that. We can talk about that after the show.
Oh, sweet. You get bonus episodes. Those are all available at $1. You can obviously support more to help support your boys, Jake and Josh, and Alan, if you're a Pokemon World Tour United fan. That's all the places you can find us. Josh, it's been a grip, hasn't it?
It's been about 2 months.
I would say so. And we are recording this, I think, maybe 3 weeks before it's going to go live.
It's at least two.
It's 3 weeks. So, because this is going to go up on the 6th. It is currently the 16th.
When this goes out, people might just be getting out of quarantine. So, hey, welcome back.
So, welcome back. Hopefully, you listen to our whole backlog. We got 458 other regular episodes that you can listen to help pass the time. We work in retail, so quarantine is like a fun thing people joke about on Twitter that will never happen for us.
I keep reading tweets about people like, I'm in quarantine, and I'm like, what do you mean? Nobody told me I need to stay home yet.
No, so it's not quarantine yet. Like, if you are sick, it is quarantine. It's a minimum of 21 days. If not, it's called self-isolation, where you just kind of stay away from everybody. You completely reduce your risk and reduce the risk of spreading, because like, PSA, didn't know I was going to do this, but what's been happening is a lot of people don't have any symptoms, and they are the most viral. They spread the most. So self-isolation is like a good way to do that. Everyone's like, oh, what am I going to do just sitting alone at home all day? I'm like, yeah, that sounds terrible. I'll be at Target with 900 other people panic buying bleach and toilet paper.
Man, I have to use this f***ing prison toilet paper right now, because it's all I could get a 4-pack of.
We have some here at my house, which is good, because there literally has not been any since Tuesday at Target. I keep wanting to call it Walmart, because you work there now.
Because I've been yelling about Walmart in the group chat and texting you lately.
Yeah. Now that that's all out of the way, this is a Monday episode, which is not when we talk about we don't do new patrons, we don't do any of that stuff. We save that for Friday episodes, which we'll be recording in a couple days. Do you want to talk about Ninja Storm?
Yes, I do. I really, really do.
It took me a long time to take notes on this. I told you we were going to have to, like, we broke to watch the episode, and I texted you, I was like, I'm going to need a little bit extra time, because I keep pausing because there's a lot going on. But I love Ninja Storm so far.
It's off to a way better start than Wild Force, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's weird that I like all the Rangers immediately, right?
Yeah, everyone is likable. I don't see one of these three anyway being like the worst consistently.
Yeah, which is nice. So we're just gonna jump in. We start off on the theme song. This is another no cold open season, at least for now.
I thought we were gonna get a cold open, because it starts with like, same, a narrator that's like, here's the scroll of the legend of the Morphers, yes, and the three Rangers that will get them.
Olmec pops up and tells us about the Wind Castle or whatever it was called.
The Scroll of the Wind Ninja Academy.
Let's roll. Yeah, it's just a little thing, but it's like, they are Power Rangers Ninja Storm. And then the theme song starts, and the theme song, I realized, has to have been made by a Bowling for Soup cover band.
I'm not super familiar with this genre of music, but my brain was like, is this Yellow Card?
It is very much... Yes, this is a Yellow Card. This is a Taupe Card. This is your, who are other bands from then? I just keep thinking of Yellow Card songs. But yeah, I was like, this is like a Bowling for Soup cover band. Did you hear the Alexa Bliss song by Bowling for Soup?
No.
They recorded a song about Alexa Bliss. The video has Alexa Bliss in it. And I let me tell you, Move Over Suicidal Tendencies is institutionalized.
Oh,
there might
no.
be a new worst song ever written.
Is it gross?
No, it just
sucks. Oh, well, at least
sucks.
It's not gross.
It's not gross. It's just nothing. There's no rhyme scheme at all. Like, even a little bit. It's just, it's literally Ready Player One, but only references about Alexa Bliss. It sucks so bad.
Wow. What a time to be alive, everybody.
Anyway, so we come out of this song, which I like it. I don't remember where I ranked it. I feel like I ranked it kind of poorly.
It's not, it's a fine song, but it's not like a get hype and fight song.
You said 2003, right? Is when this aired. Had to be, because it was 2002, the last one. This seems exactly like the 2003 X Games theme song.
Oh, well, that is going to be very relevant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of X Games, we start off on some surfing. There's a girl. She's blonde. She's shredding the gnar. She's doing herself a surf. She comes in. She looks at her watch. It beeps. She gets in her big VW bus.
She has like a blue bathing suit on with like a blue bikini top, a blue surfboard, a blue watch, and a blue VW bus.
Yep. She's the Pink Ranger.
I love that they were like, hey, they only like one color. Everything they own, one color.
One color. I love that. I love how, this is going to sound so stupid, I love how Power Rangers this first episode is. I watched the first two episodes. By the way, you've been pranked. Last week we said we were going to start, but we didn't. We did an April Fool episode. Hopefully you liked it. So we watched that, and then later that night, because I had the DVDs in my room still, I just watched the first episode of Mighty Morphin, and I also watched that episode again. I don't know why. Season one of Power Rangers is just this weird time capsule of magic where they don't care about mythology. They're not setting anything up at all. They don't like.
No, it's just teens fighting monsters.
After watching it this time, it fully clicked to me that there could be a moment where they look at the next episode and go, "Oh, there's another Ranger. Oh no!" Like, because they clearly were not putting anything together. There was no plan. Everything was in service of doing one episode at a time, and I love that so much. And this episode doesn't feel like that. It feels like the perfect way to do that, but with setting up a mythology going forward. But it just like right away, it's like, here's a blue Power Ranger. Like, you know what's up. We cut from her to the X Games. There's a boy in red. He's doing a lot of skateboard tricks.
He's doing a sick 900 on the vert.
Yep. He does Christ Air.
Tony Hawk is in the Power Rangers. Can you believe it? First the Masked Singer and now this? Well, I guess first this.
First
2003.
This. Yeah. Josh Gabe, real quick, sidebar. Hey, we're going to turn the podcast off just so no one has to hear this. Hey, why the fuck didn't you tell me Tony Hawk was on The Masked Singer? Because I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
And you talk about The Masked Singer so much now. And the one time I would like to hear about The Masked Singer is that Tony Hawk is on it, and you didn't tell me. I had to find out through Discord.
I was mad about it because I thought in my head, through the clue package, I was like,
you thought it was going to be Bob Burnquist.
Well, no. Some of this seems oddly Tony Hawk, but a lot of the other stuff like isn't adding up to me. And so I didn't say it out loud.
Okay.
And then he took his big elephant head off. And it was Tony Hawk. And I yelled at Latasha. I was like, I knew that. But I didn't say anything. And now I don't have any proof.
And that's why you just shut up about it entirely.
Yeah.
Follow up question. Why wasn't he a bird? Too obvious?
I can't remember. It said why he was an elephant. It's probably like a logo for some skateboard thing or something.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to know about Tony Hawk. Anyway, so X Games boy does a sick thing and he lands and some other skateboard boy is like, hey, you want to go hit that new rail? And then he looks at this other boy's watch. By the way, this is a fun thing. So Blue Girl has a watch. The other two main characters do not have watches. No. And have to look at other people's watches. And then immediately the scene after they do this, they're like, well, you're the reliable one because you have a watch. Pretty great.
It's very good.
So he runs off. Then we cut to some absolutely sick dirt bike stunts. Now we're at the Dirty X Games. And
They did motocross at the – I don't know if they did racing, but they definitely did big dirt jumps.
Oh, they did big dirt jumps, and so does this boy. And he lands, and there's a redhead there, and she's, like, timing him. And she's like, yeah, you did it. Also, she's definitely overdubbed because this is the first season that they produced in New Zealand. So a lot of people are going to have New Zealish accents, Kiwi accents. I don't know what the proper word for it is. And I think some of the main characters were cast maybe because they could hide their accent pretty well, but I'll tell you who couldn't, and that's definitely this redhead, because everything she says is overdubbed. I can just tell.
She's a named character because she comes up again later in the
episode.
Yes,
she has a name later. This is also when we find out Yellow Boy is named Dustin.
Yeah.
We will not hear the other two for a minute and then a longer minute. I swear I didn't hear the red one's name until halfway through.
I think that's about right. I did also, the credits were going, and for some reason I just felt like they were too fast, and so I couldn't like get anybody's name.
Yeah, I was just like too caught up in the song being like,
and even
really Yellow Card.
Even now, gun to my head, I can't tell you the Red Ranger's name. As soon as you say it, I'll go, duh, of course. But right now, I don't know it.
Well, in like 20-25 minutes, I'll tell you when I wrote down when it happened. So he runs off, and she's like, you can't just leave me with all the dirt bike stuff. He's like, I gotta go. So they run. We cut to the surfer girl, and she's just waiting in her VW van, like, oh, where are they? And then the red one hops in, and she's like, oh, there you are, finally. And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, where's Dustin? So again, we know Dustin's name. Dustin's putting his backpack on. I do have one question. Dustin, wouldn't it have been easier and quicker to get here on a dirt bike?
Yeah, but then it would have been his dirt bike clothes, but he has those in a backpack.
You drive to change, then you drive your dirt bike on a road where there's much less dirt to the van, put it in the back of the van because she's got a big van. Why wouldn't you put your dirt bike in there instead of walking? And now you're all gonna be late and get in trouble at school.
Well, she's got all her surf gear back there. Is there room for surf gear and a dirt bike and a skateboard? I don't know.
Well, I mean, skateboard can go on your lap, trust me. Surfboard, long and skinny. Maybe can go on side next to dirt bike. Maybe you might scuff it, though.
Yeah. You want to scuff your board?
You don't want a scuffed up board.
No, it's going to throw
shred
off
the gnar.
It's going to throw off your gnar shredded.
Yeah, your gnar's going to shred you if you got a scuffed board. So he gets in. He gets in the back and then barrel rolls into the front.
Somersaults over the seats into the front. Hey, it's nice to have like goofy teenagers again.
Yeah, I really like this. And then so they start driving and they're like, oh, the surfer girl's name is Tori. Her name gets mentioned now. Tor.
There it is. Get it out.
She's like, why are you two always late? We're gonna be late. We're gonna get in trouble. And they're like, well, you're the reliable one. So that's why you're on time, and that's why we're not. Because in groups, there's always different kinds of people. And Dustin's like, yeah, like the Power Rangers. And she's like, oh, please.
She's like, Power Rangers, get real.
Get real. Later, she'd be like, whatever. And then someone says later days at some point, and everything crystallized as to when this was. And I was like, oh, my God, I can see myself playing Yu-Gi-Oh right now. So the Power Rangers are an urban legend. In this setting,
they're an urban legend, but also like a comic book, because Dustin is a comic book nerd. We will find out later, and like, yes. He's the one that knows about the Power Rangers, and so they make it seem like he reads comics about Power Rangers.
Yeah, which is weird because like no matter where in the world it happened, unless it was in a place where there is no news coverage, no camera, nothing, you know, like. It's in like the wilds of northern Russia, right? Like where there's just nothing. You would know if a giant monster and a giant robot started fist fighting, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel like
everyone would know that.
Because like we didn't have like Twitter back then, but I feel like at some point the news would be like, by the way, just so everyone's aware, big monster fighting big robot.
Do we have we don't get like an actual location. where no, this I don't is even, set. There's not like a like an Angel Grove that this is set in.
I don't even know if they I don't think they said the name of the town at all.
Because so far everything has been somewhere in California, and I'm just curious if this is also in California or if this is somewhere else.
It feels like it. So, and here's another thing is I don't know if Tori is supposed to have an accent or if she's just also just gave up trying to hide it because she doesn't really hide it.
Well, it's just her surfer accent.
Oh, right, because all surfers sound Australian, as we all know.
Of course.
Right, of course. How silly of me. We all saw Point Break. They're like, yeah, in the Power Rangers. She's like, okay, whatever, just tell me about the Power, this fake Power Rangers thing. And they're like, yeah, there's always like the pensive, quiet, reflective one. And I was like, hold on, question. Can you name them? Because I don't, off the top of my head, I can think of one. And that's it.
Trini, right?
Two now.
Who's your one?
Lucas.
Is Lucas quiet and reflective?
He didn't talk a lot because, I mean, yeah, well, he was always looking in a mirror at his hair. So that's.
I always thought he was more like a suave.
He was, but it kind of played as like reflective a little bit. But Trini, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's it. Maybe they're just talking about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And that's 10 years removed. So maybe they are urban legends at this point.
Maybe. So then they're like, and then Red Guy's like, we're just going to call him Tony Hawk or Rune Glifberg.
My favorite Tony Hawk's pro skater.
My favorite is Rodney Mullins, but he was a street skater. This guy clearly does vert stuff. So you know,
I love that Christ Aaron big yellow hoodie that Rune Glifberg wears
with his backpack.
No, Chad Muska had the big backpack.
That was Chad Muska. You're right. So this is Chad Muska. I feel like if anyone's a Chad Muska, so he's like he's again. There's always like the go get him spirit one, and that's me. And he looks in the mirror and he fixes his hair. And then they're like, and there's the reliable one, and that's you. And and she's like, great. And then they get to school.
And that's all three of the five Power Rangers?
Yep. All three types of Power Rangers there's ever been. You can fit into one of three categories. So they pull up. They're just kind of in a forest. There's nothing there. And all of a sudden, they are attacked by shadows.
Yeah, they get out, and they talk about how like creepy this place is and that they hate it. And then they walk into this like beautiful waterfall in the middle of the forest with this lovely pond. And then they get attacked by shadow ninjas.
Yeah. And then so they get attacked by shadows. They all drop to the ground. The ninjas land and they're ninjas. And you're like, okay, these are ninjis. They're going to go on a ninja speed run in Mario.
They even are in all black with just their little eyes out.
They just got their little eyes out. Yeah.
They're just ninjis.
They're just ninjis. And also, I also want to point out that there are red ninjis, yellow ninjis, and blue ninjis. And this will be important in a second when the three main characters stand up and rip their clothes off and they're wearing ninji outfits underneath. But their full faces are revealed because they are the main characters.
Yes, of course.
So at this point, I was like, yes. Yes, please feed it to me like grapes, because Tori is wearing like a tank top and rips it off. She doesn't have sleeves on.
It's like a tank top with like a sheer like little overshirt.
Yeah.
You can definitely see her midriff.
Yeah. Then
she's got like capris on with no socks and like low cut shoes.
Yeah. Then rips it off. Boom. Ninja. Full ninja outfit.
Full leather ninja outfit from head to toe.
Hers is blue. Red Boy's is red. Chad Muska's is red. And Dustin's is yellow. They split up. She starts running on water immediately.
Yeah. So not only are these extreme teens, these are extreme magic teens.
Extreme ninja teens.
And I could not believe this. She ran on water and I was like, hang on. They're not Power Rangers yet.
No.
These are teens.
They're ninjas, Josh.
She was surfing a minute ago, but you're telling me she could have just been running that wave?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing is she's good at shredding the gnar. She's not good at casually walking the gnar because she falls. She loses her balance and falls in the water.
She runs across the water and the other ninjis chase after her over
two,
the water.
Two blue ninjis chase her, yeah.
And we don't know like what the ninjis are, so they could be magic. But these regular ass teens have magic, and that's so cool.
Yeah, welcome to my ninja academia. It's great.
But not only can Toa run on the water.
Yeah.
She can stop on the water.
Yeah, she stops on the water, and she is like about to fight him off, but then I guess they stop, and that throws her balance off, and she goes in the drink.
Yeah, she stops to turn and like just turns too far, I guess.
Yeah.
And falls off of the water into the water.
Yep. Cut over to Dustin. There's a bunch of yellow ninjas. They're jumping into the ground and doing an old school ninja trick where like the ground's like up at, and he's like, whoa, no. And so he dodges two of them, and then he goes to jump in the ground.
They diglet at him.
They do a diglet. And then
he tries to diglet, and he does his like ninjetti pose.
Yeah.
And there's a poof of like sand, and you think like he either disappeared or he went into the ground.
Yeah.
But he only made it about halfway.
Yeah. The other ninjas are looking around him like, come on, man.
They even say like, dude. Oh, that's the other thing. These extreme magic teens say dude a lot.
They say dude a lot. Chad Musk is like, bro, dude, I gotta go to class, dude. Bro, and the other guy's class,
like,
bro.
Class, what do you mean? He's like, just forget it.
Forget it, bro, dude. I gotta go. So now Dustin is stuck halfway in the ground, and everyone's just really disappointed in him. And then we cut back over to Chad Muska. He jumps.
Now,
wait.
Because we gotta... We have to talk about this.
Okay.
Toa is in blue.
Yes.
She's water.
Yeah, blue is water.
Dustin is in yellow.
Yes.
He's earth.
Love it.
Chad is in red.
Yes.
And he's air?
Yeah. So so here's the thing. And I appreciate what they're doing. They're giving them each kind of a domain, and then there are three separate disciplines within the ninja school.
Which, that's, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But it's weird that it's called the Wind Ninja Academy.
That's, yes. They should have called it the Storm Academy, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, there can be a storm in the water or the air or on land, you know? I think that would have fit a little bit better. And none of them is fire, so red just gets placed at wind. Normally, yellow is air.
Yeah,
but
yellow
also no green
or green.
Yeah, I do like that they've split them up and that they just kind of reassigned. I think yellow works for ground. I think red in a way works for air. It's just not what we're used to.
Yeah, I was expecting him to just shoot fire out of his mouth.
Yeah,
but that he said he jumped in the air and ran at a guy, but tripped.
Yeah, well, he trips and then. The other guy just kind of punches him in the back and he falls and gets his jacket all scuffed up. And then they group him back up together and they're like, we're so disappointed in you three. Then a bird flies down. Then like a hawk flies down and it lands and it turns into their sensei. And he dismisses the other ninjas and he's like, I'm really disappointed in your lack of commitment to ninja school. And they're like, okay, sorry. He's like, yeah. I guess go to lunch and then we'll talk about it when you're done with math class.
He's like I'm disappointed in your lack of commitment, as maybe one day you'll realize the benefit of punctuality or something.
Yeah.
He's like, now go away and meet me later.
Yeah. Later's going to be in like 1 minute. So he leaves, he walks away, and Dustin's like, well, that wasn't so bad. Cause he's the type of kid who like,
well, he walks out onto the water, creates a big portal, and just and disappears.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And
ninja magic, the master.
He has so much ninja magic.
Yes. This is Master Splinter.
Yeah. more ways than you might think.
He doesn't get a name except for Sensei, as far as I know, right?
They might have said Sensei something.
I don't
remember what it was.
I missed it every time. So Dustin's like, well, that wasn't so bad. And Tori and Chad Muska are like, yes, it was. This is exactly as bad as it could be.
Yeah, they like shrug him off and step off screen. And then he's like, what? It wasn't.
Yeah.
And then they walk out over the water and go through a big portal.
So now this I don't like, because now does this mean that Tori's one trick everyone can do? Or is it just like there's like a invisible ninja walkway here? I'm going to believe that one.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Toa's one thing to get to get usurped so quickly into the episode.
Are they Naruto? Just avatars?
They are. I mean, well, no, because if they were avatars, they'd be able to control all four elements, Josh.
Well, not, but you know what I mean. I don't know what you call just a bender?
A bender is an earthbender, an airbender, a firebender, and a waterbender. And there are some subsets of each.
Well, I don't think they would qualify as benders because they don't.
No.
They don't control the element as much as take on qualities of it.
No, they're more Naruto's than anything.
Yeah. Like a ninja.
Like a ninja. So they go in, I think we go to commercial and we come back and they're walking with the sensei. And he's like, hey, you need to show up on time tomorrow or I'm going to expel you.
But then, so he yells at them, slaps them on the wrist.
Yeah.
And they're all bumming. And then he's like, now go. I'm sure you have other studies.
Yeah, you know, math and social studies and
I'm curious.
Literature.
They definitely seem like rad teens.
But I'm
curious
like,
if they're college age.
So that is my question. Is this ninja high school or is this ninja college? Because if it's ninja college, they're paying to be here. They can show if they show up late, that's on them. It's about what they get out and what you put in. You know?
If it was a college, wouldn't it be a university? But where it's an academy, that makes it a high school?
Maybe. What's the admissions process to Ninja Academy like, do you think?
Well, they put a big fan, a potted plant, and a bottle of water in front of you.
And you pick which one.
And you have to say which one you like.
You feel most like.
And then you have to try to mimic it. And if you do it, then you're in.
Oh, boy. But let me tell you.
Also, you have to have good grades because no dummies can get into Ninja Academy.
Ah, crap. I mean, I would have never been broken in this business.
No, I'm no dummy, but I'm a very lackluster student.
I was not. Yeah, grades were not my strong suit in school. So he's like, if you don't start showing up on time tomorrow, it's like you need to be more punctual going forward, but like especially right now, tomorrow, or else you will never come back. So he dismisses them, and then a guy walks up, a boy about their age walks up. He's wearing all green, and his name is Cam, and we know this because Sensei says Cam. And Cam,
I heard Ken every time.
No, it's Cam, and okay. and Cam walks up, and he's like, "Why do you put up with them? They suck. These guys, they're losers and they suck." And he's like, well, that's why I am sensei and you are sensei's son. And I was like, that's a good way to let me know that that's your boy, but it's a bad way to tell him that this is why you put up with bad students. I don't get it.
I think there's one really particular reason that he's the sensei's son.
Yeah, it's because at some point, sensei boned down. And then 9 months later, when a sensei and a lady love each other very much,
they make a cam. he's a big dork who I don't know if we're supposed to not like him or not.
I feel like we're not supposed to because he does not seem to like them, and I do like them. And if he doesn't like them, then I don't think we're supposed to like him. But not in like we don't hate him.
Yeah,
he's just kind of a jerk. He's like a Tsukishima.
He's just a little poopy. That's all.
He's just a little poopy. We'll come back to him. We cut to, oh sorry, before we leave, sensei looks up in the sky and there's like a storm a brewing, and then we cut into space and like a centipede octopus is flying down, and then there's a man with a mask who looks very evil. So that's probably bad. Then we cut to storm chargers, a store,
an extreme sports store.
It's an extreme sports store. They've got everything you could want. They got four-wheelers. They've got alarm clocks. They've got an old CRT TV that I used to have in my bedroom.
I'm pretty sure they have surf stuff.
Yep.
Probably there's skateboards.
Some regular style bikes, presumably some dirt bikes also.
Those aren't regular. Those are BMX.
You're right. They're extreme bikes. Sorry.
They got big pegs.
For tricks and stunts. How could I forget?
And having your buddy ride on the back.
So you can get to Whitney Junction together.
What a crazy time the early 2000s were. You don't think, like, when you're living through it, you're not like, oh, this is a decade.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is going to be, like, what defines this decade. But then you think back and you're like, dumb kids used to ride on pegs
all the time.
It was everywhere.
I was watching this and I could taste in my mouth Sobe Life water.
Not the coconut.
Not the Liz Blizz.
Not Liz Blizz. Or Lizard Blizzard. One of those was before the
Lizard,
other.
Lizard Blizzard was for cops.
That was the Sophie life drink.
So, no, I'm talking the good one, the orange one, or the oolong tea, or that yellow one that was like lightning or something or whatever.
Oh, I drank a lot of the lightning.
There
whatever.
Was one. We're okay. Welcome back. We do tangents if you're new here and you only like Ninja Storm, and that's why sometimes we get on some tangents. I remember there was one time me and my friend Eli went to Marshall's, which is FK. I don't know. It's just a Shell station now. It used to be Whitney Junction, then it was Marshall's. We went there and we got some Sobe Life water, as we were wont to do all the time. And we got Eli got one, and it was yellow, and no one could open it. It was an unopenable bottle of Sobe Life water.
Well, only the chosen king can open the yellow Sobe.
Well, then let me tell you, Eli's brother Ricky is the chosen king, because it took us like an hour and a half. We asked people there. We're like, we can't open this. Can you open this? We didn't think to go in and ask Earl, because Earl used to own Marshall's. And you know Earl, the sandwich man.
I do know Earl.
He's an extremely big dude. He could have popped that open like nothing.
Yeah, this was definitely the one I drank the most. It's like an orange color. I don't mean to cut off your story, but I looked up some Sobeys.
Okay, so
it is called Lizard Lightning, and it's a lizard shredding on a skateboard is the picture.
Yeah, obviously.
You know what's crazy? I collected these bottles, but they're just decals.
They're just decals. Hey, can I tell you that at my parents' house, on a top shelf in what is now their spare room, I bet you there are every single Sobe Life water bottle.
Do you remember Snapple's answer to Sobe?
No.
The Snapple element drinks.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the show. We have to have.
Earth, rain, sun, and fire. Those are all the elements.
All
Do you
four
remember
elements.
Orbits?
With the little balls in them?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that about?
Is that Boba Tea?
Was there no FDA in the mid-2000s to, like, regulate?
Is that not just a boba?
No, this is like if you put little styrofoam. It's like tapioca.
But what's boba? It's not Boba's tapioca?
Like, I guess, but they're like real big tapiocas. I've only had Boba Tea once. It was I liked the texture of those big tapiocas.
Let's see. We also have a Tsunami Sobe, which is shredding on a surfboard.
Right. Which was the orange one?
The orange one was Lizard Lightning.
I'm thinking of there was a yellow one.
There's one that's just lemonade. That's probably not it. There was a Lizard Fuel, and all I can find is a picture of an empty bottle of that one, but they're on a BMX bike.
Right, we need to get back to Power Rangers.
That's like the strawberry one. It's like that creamy pink color. Anyway, there was another one I just want to point out. It was called Black and I can't say it. Black and Blue Berry Brew. And it had a boxer lizard on it.
That seems like a mouthful, but maybe delicious. Dustin works there at Storm Chargers. The redhead is there. Her name is Kelly. She's the boss. 55 alarm clocks go off, and Tori and Chad Muska are like, we gotta go. And Dustin's like, yeah. So they run out.
Dustin is, he's working. He works here.
Yes.
Do they all work here? No. Only Dustin does, because Kelly, who's the girl from the racetrack earlier.
The redhead, yeah.
Is also his boss here.
Yep.
But he holds up this comically large, big red alarm clock with the two big bells and everything. Yeah.
For waking up for school. Like when Pepper Ann's late to school and she's got her big alarm clock.
What a prop that is.
Right? She's like, you're not just going to leave me here. He's like, you're the best boss I've ever had. And you know that, right? And then leaves.
He runs off, and she is absolutely the best boss anyone has ever had. Because she smiles like, oh, that Dustin, what a charmer.
Dustin. So they leave. They get in the van. They drive. They're like, are we going to be late? And Kelly's the redhead. Toa is like, no, we're early. And as they're doing this, there's people on the side of the road when their car's broken down. And Tori pulls over and is like, well, we need to help them. And Chad Musk is like, we're going to be late. We need to go. And she's like, what else are we going to? We can't just leave them here. And that's Power Rangers as hell, y'all.
It is. What a... Not to start this early, but so far, maybe Toa should be red.
Maybe. Well, and here's the thing is, I don't think, it, at least not by the end of this episode, there's nothing that indicates, like, red is leader.
That's true.
Which I like. So maybe there's sort of like a shifting power dynamic kind of thing, where it's just like, whoever's feeling best is in charge at the moment.
And yeah, it's Tori's van, so we're stopping to help these people. You can't make the van go because I'm the only one with a license.
You don't have a license. You skateboard everywhere. So they get out. Dustin grabs a toolbox and he's all in. He's like, "Yeah, we're just gonna help him." And Chad Musk is like, "We're gonna get in trouble and we're gonna get yelled at if we don't go." We cut to Ninja Academy, and Sensei says Lothor as he looks at the storm, and that's it. Then a bunch of monsters and presumably Lothor show up. three of them are face actors. Lothor, he's got a mask on, but he's human.
It's so weird. It's like a lucha mask, but it's made out of like that like mask rubber, but the eyes and mouth are cut out.
Yeah, it's like a luchador mask, but if a luchador mask was made for a Saban television show about luchadors.
Yeah.
Right? Like where the mask is like thick and armored and not just like cloth and some leather. You know?
Yeah.
There's him. There's a guy named, I heard Sergey.
I didn't hear any names. I don't know any of these people's names except Lothor.
Later on, we're going to find the two girls' names because there's two girls. One's got pink hair. One's got brown hair that's in two giant buns held up by goggles like she's Gadget the Mouse from Rescue Rangers. Pink girl. My future ex-wife, her name is Capri, and I was a little smitten by her. And then the other one's name is Mara, I believe. I think I wrote it down later, but I'm not sure. So they're like, Sensei's like, your dark energy, there's a lot of it in you now. And Lothar's like, well, it's had a lot of time to grow. And then Lothar looks over at one of the monsters and goes, Sergey. Or maybe it was Zergey?
Surge.
Get out of here. And they all disappear. Everybody else disappears. And then
he's like, go do the thing.
Go. You know. And they're like, yeah, we know. And they go. And they go to do a thing. So then Lothor and Sensei start fighting. Cut over to the ninjis. The other monsters land. Capri summons up the Kelzax. We're going to have to think right now what their names are. I thought about Kelly, but then there was a Kelly on the show, so I don't think it's going to work.
No, that would get a little confusing.
What about Zackies?
I don't mind Zackies.
Do we like Zack? How does everyone feel about Zackies?
You got a couple of Zackies.
You got a couple of Zackies.
Toa's going to fight the Zackies.
I like it. I think it works.
I think it fits.
So she summons up the Zackies. They all jump down. They're ninjas. They got centipedes. We just talked about them in the Mook rankings. The three main characters, we cut to them. They finish. The two old people, like, shake their hands and don't say anything because you're just extras. You're not paid to talk. And they're like, all right, time to go. So they get in the van, cut back to Sensei and Lothor fighting. They're doing a cool wire foo fight. There's lasers. It's pretty dope.
It's a like, lot. Yeah.
Lothor's, like, fully in the air, running on nothing. It looks pretty great. The ninjas are not doing as well because there's a big guy. He's green. He's got a big backpack. He bends over and his backpack pops out. And then he flosses. He does the floss dance. And then all the ninjas jump in his backpack.
They get caught in bubbles and then sucked into his back.
It's a reverse gachapon situation.
Right.
And they all go in the backpack. And then they shoot him into space.
When they get zapped, because like this wind or something comes out of his back and like gets them all, and then that sticks them in the little capsules. They get sucked into the capsules, and I swear one of them is just like, I can't feel anything, and I don't know what that means.
That's so parents can't be like, well, the man killed a bunch of people. No, they couldn't feel anything. They were just sent to space. These humans are now just imprisoned on a space octopus. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So they get shot into space. Then there's this shot of the spaceship octopus thing, just like gobbling them up, like a hungry, hungry hippo. Just to all the little new boba ninjas.
Drinking those Orbits.
Got those Orbits. They're in lower orbit. The 2000s were a wild time.
I'm starting to think that everything I remember as the 90s is actually like 97 to 2007.
I think Orbits were the 90s. I don't know if they made their way into the 2000s.
Maybe that decade is just 95 to 2005.
So, I mean, we talked about it a lot, but like, you know how the third year of the decade is when the decade really starts?
Yeah.
Because if you look at Wild Force, you're like, this is a little bit 90s, but they're trying to be. There's like that. I think 2000, 2003 or 2000, 2002 is like a weird exception because we were like, the millennium. Right. It's the future now.
Everything's shiny.
Everyone's got silver pants. Other than that, like 91 is still the 80s, right? Power Rangers started in 93 because it was like the first thing that the 90s happened.
Yeah.
You know, 2003. It's extremely 2003, so like it's here now. Welcome, we've made it. So they all get sucked up their boba, and now they're ed up by a alien spaceship made out of octopuses. We go to commercial. We come back. The other three get there. The Ninja Academy is gone. Dustin, a Ninja Academy student, is like, maybe it was an earthquake.
Well, they get there in time to see the whole academy get sucked into a. Like a storm
into space,
like a vortex that sucks into space. And Dustin's like, oh, it was an earthquake, man. Trust me, I know earthquakes. I got stuck halfway in one yesterday.
And Chad Musk is like, I don't think earthquakes shoot things into the sky, Dustin. So then they hear, then we cut up to the spaceship. They're talking about, someone says Capri, and that's Mara. She's like, Capri. We talked about splitting things up, and that was going to be even. And then she's like, no, we said when Uncle Lothar conquers the Earth, we're going to split up some territories. You're going to get Antarctica, and I'm going to get California. Just seems very unfair to Mara.
So is this California?
Yes. I think it is
yeah.
California. It's like Rocket Power Town.
But with like a secret ninja school in the woods.
But there's like the woods out back, and the ninja school is there in Rocket Power Town.
This is definitely just half live action Rocket Power.
Yeah. And I love it. And Cam is Squid.
This episode is 2/3 Rocket Power, 1/3 Naruto.
Yeah. All Power Rangers. Backpack Monster. He's still flossing. And
he's just so excited.
He's just so excited that he got to gobble up all these new boba ninjas.
The floss, if those of you aren't familiar, the floss is the dance that was made famous by Sonic the Hedgehog in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yes, which unfortunately put a definitive timestamp on when Sonic the Hedgehog was made.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog in 40 years, and they'll be like, what is he doing with his arms?
The floss is the Sobe life water of 2020.
Oh gosh. So Backpack Monster's like, there are three ninjas unaccounted for, three students that were not accounted for. And Lothar's like, why did I think we were gonna get this right on the first try? And I love Lothar immediately.
Lothar is very good. I can't tell if the mask is crooked or if his mouth is a little off center. But it does definitely go under the mask on the right side. But it makes him creepier. I think it works.
I think it works. Also, this is something that I noticed. Sensei and Lothar are played by the same actor.
Did not notice that.
Yeah, they are the same. So number one, that guy's a good actor.
Yeah. Because
he also plays something else later. We'll get there in just a minute. We cut back. The three are walking around in the wreckage. They see Cam. He's alive. They get him out. They're like, Cam, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. He's completely dirty, and he's very clearly lying, but he says he's okay.
When the ninjas were sucked into the capsules and the academy was blown into space, did we talk about how Lothar also shot Sensei with a big laser?
No, I think we missed that.
And it definitely looks like he killed him.
Yeah. So he... R.I.P. and peace, Sensei. Mourn until we join you. So then they find lasers start raining down from the sky because Lothar, and I like this about Lothar. He's like, well, there's three left. Okay, are they down there? Yeah. Let's just shoot them with our lasers right. from space. We don't
level
need to go
the
down.
Whole thing again.
Yeah, just blow it off. It's just already a crater. What are we going to do? So they start shooting from space. Cam's like, quick in here. He pulls up like a bunker. They run down, shuts it behind him. They get in there. It's a ninja command center. It's just straight up the command center if it was made for ninjas, yeah, for and by ninjas.
They all walk in, and Cam is like, don't ask me any questions because I can't answer them.
I don't know what or why this place is. So then we hear Sensei's voice, and he's like, he says something to Dustin. Dustin says something stupid. Because Dustin is kind of stupid, which I love about him.
He's stupid, but in a charming way and not in a frustrating way.
He's not stupid in a baby. He's not a baby.
No.
Right? Like, he's not like a Danny or a Max.
We'll have to see how other writers handle Dustin going forward.
Right. But right now he is charmingly dirt bike stupid, and yeah. I love it. And so we hear Sensei's voice. Like, oh, Sensei, what was that? And then up pulls a little golf cart, and in the little golf cart is a guinea pig wearing Sensei's clothes.
Do you remember the movie G-Force?
This is what we talked about this when I was like, I think I remember there being a guinea pig. I don't know if that's Ninja Storm or not. Turns out it was, and this is G-Force.
Because he does ninja flips out of the chair to like a computer console to pull up like a big screen, I think.
Well, yeah, he's still got all his ninja training. He's just little now, like a guinea pig. Dustin's like, why does that rat sound like Sensei? And Cam's like, my dad is not a rat. He is a guinea pig.
He's a guinea
Thank
pig.
You.
He is not Splinter. His name is Sliver. Get his it name right. Is...
I love Sensei Sliver. And Dustin's like, okay. He looks back at the other two and he goes, did Cam explain something and I just missed it? Or... And he's like, and then so Sensei does some ninja flips up to a little a TV that like you would attach to a GameCube.
Oh, the little like flip up one?
The flip up lunchbox TV, yeah. And it pops out of a wall. It's like, this is a TV that Exhibit would put in the back of, behind one of your seats, right? And so it flips open and he's like, all right, here's the thing about Lothor. He used to be a ninja here and then he wanted more power. Oh, and he went evil. So we banished him away from Earth. And so that's where he's been. And apparently he's just been getting stronger. And now he's back to destroy everything and everyone.
God, there's so many early 2000s memories that this is going to jog the whole time, I think.
I know. And I
Because you just mentioned
wait.
Exhibit and his little TVs in the back. Yeah. And I just remember this one episode of Fit My Ride. Where he put like TVs in a car and he told the guy, he's like, these play MP4s.
Yeah.
And that guy was
the
like,
the future is here.
And the guy was like, I did not even know that that was a thing. I thought they only went up to three.
Pimp My Ride was ahead of its time. It was too. Pimp My Ride is the G4 of MTV shows.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, So Lothar was banished when he went evil, and then he's like, and then we fought, and now I'm stuck a guinea pig. Any questions? And they're like, yes, several, but not right now. He's like, good. How are we going to fight him? Because like they're like, we got to fight Lothar because we're the only ones left. And Dustin's, or I think it's Shane. This is when we find out Red Boy's name is Shane.
Shane. Would never have guessed that.
And Shane's like, so... It would be insane to fight Lothar. We're three bad ninja students. And he's like, well, yes, but now you're going to be Power Rangers. Cam, get the wind morphers. And Dustin's like, what up? What up? What'd I say? What did I say?
Why aren't they storm morphers, though?
I don't know. That's my only problem with it so far is the branding. So they bring out the wind morphers. Dustin's like, hell yes, I told you, Power Rangers real. Just a comic book geek, but doesn't matter. So then there's like a whole thing. There's literally the like, Jason, bold and powerful. You are the Red Ranger, the Tyrannosaurus. There's that whole thing, but they're like, Dustin, dirty, like the earth. You are the Dirt Ranger. You are the Yellow Ranger. Toa, you're liquid and fluid like water. You're the Blue Ranger. And then Shane, you're the red one.
You're a big airhead, so you're the Wind Ranger.
You do those nasty 900s, so you are the Red Air Ranger. Then there's this big dramatic camera swoop. They got them on. They're like doing Power Ranger poses, this big camera swoop. It stops right on them. And then they're, Shane's like, how do we turn it on? What does it do?
I love, because they're all like, well, how does it work? And Tori's like, where's the switch?
Is there a switch? Justin's like, are there any games? Shane's like, no, there's not any games. No, Tori's like, no, there's not any games on it. I love this Sequinox-ass season of Power Rangers. It's
so good.
It's so good. Then they're like, no, you just say Ninja Storm Ranger form, and then you'll transform. And they're like, okay, we got it.
I do also want to point out when Sensei Sliver was like, Cam, get the Wind Morphers. Cam was like, really? These? Really, Dad? Are you sure?
Yeah, he's like...
And he's like, yes, I read the scroll, and the scroll said that three people would be late for my class every day, and that that means they would be the superheroes.
And that means that they gotta be Kane.
Because in this episode, being late is a quality.
This is the thing, is that the only reason they were late today is because they were helping someone.
They stopped to help.
That's Power Rangers.
Before that, they were early, and that's the prophecy being fulfilled.
Exactly. It's so good. It's
very good.
There's the My Hero Academia spinoff comic, My Hero Academia Vigilantes. The main character wanted to be a hero, but didn't get into UA because he missed the entrance exam because he was too busy saving someone's life, which is like perfect. And this is just that. This is the same thing. They were too busy helping people, so they were late to school, and now they're Power Rangers. So we cut to the quarry where there's a bunch of Kelzaks, and I think Sergei is there. And they're like, all right, here we go. Ninja Storm. Oh. And Shane's like, what was the other part of it? Which is funny because right before we tried to do it today, I couldn't remember the rest of it.
And then Dustin's like, Ranger form. And then I think it's Tori that's like, what order does it go in? And Dustin's like, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
I love this so much.
This is so good. Because he's like, watch and learn.
Yeah.
And he nails it.
He nails it. He morphs first. And it's like, oh, the dumb one knows the thing.
Yeah.
So he did it first. I like that these are like, here are three archetypes, but they're not. Because like, technically, Dustin is also the smart guy. Because he knows about Power Ranger stuff, right?
How very the hazing of Power Rangers Ninja Storm.
Well, that was coming up next year. So he morphs. He's got it. He nails it. The other two morph. They're like, I don't remember what their thing is, because they're like yellow water rain, you know, whatever. I don't remember exactly their little roll call thing they say.
Do they say the animal when they morph? I know there's hints of animals when they use their weapons.
They only say the animal thing when they do the weapons.
Okay. I cannot wait to talk about these weapons, man.
Weapons are very fun. So the Kelzaks, the Zackies come up. They're doing little teleport hops, which is amazing. They just like, they all hop at one time, and then they're 10 feet forward and they land and hop, and it's great.
It's super cool.
So then there's a big fight, and it's full of quips. It's full of their powers working and them doing the things they did earlier poorly but good this time. Then we get their weapons. So Toa starts running on the water, and she's like punching, and she pulls out like her sidearm and starts blasting people, and they're like, whoa, get out of here. And she's like, what, you never seen a girl in blue spandex run on water before? But there's a pause where she says, you never seen a girl in blue spandex run on water before? To be like, this time the blue Power Ranger is a girl used to it. It's very good. Dustin does the ground thing, doesn't get stuck. Shane runs through the air. We cut up to Lothar, and he's like, wait, there's Power Rangers?
No.
Nobody told me there was going to be Power Rangers. Lothar's great.
It's very good. It's also good.
It's very good. I've been waiting for this season my whole life, I feel like. Because Time Force was like amazing. It was like really, really good and really fun. It wasn't this same kind of fun the whole
time.
Yeah,
this is like a party season.
Yeah. Because like that was season one. Like the early, like it was just like goofy, lighthearted fun. Like Time Force did that a lot, but it also was like not afraid to get serious, which I feel like was like to its benefit. But like I kind of just missed dumb, goofy power teens doing stuff. I hope we get to see them skateboard more. Like,
I hope there's one episode where he's in an X Games equivalent, but like there's also a monster fight. So he has to choose between a gold medal and saving the world.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so good. So Sergei and the Kelzak and the Zackies, they get the upper hand. They end up like blowing the Power Rangers up, but then they explode into the air on hang gliders.
Look, I don't know where these came from, and I don't care.
It doesn't matter. The point is, they're here now, baby. They're on hang gliders, and one of them grabs Shane, grabs Sergey, and flies him up and just drops him. And Sergey's like, "I'm afraid of heights," as he falls to his death on the ground. Or he doesn't die; he just lands and he's hurt. So then they land. They pull their weapons out. Now, Josh, you were excited to talk about the weapons.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the name of all of them. I know there's like the lion hammer.
There's the lion hammer, the hawk something, and like a dolphin hawk speaker.
Blaster? I feel like it was just like the sonic fin.
Maybe. I don't remember. But it's like it's like a dolphin butt, but and it makes
fin
noise.
Apostrophe P-H-I-N.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I thought that was just going to be a gun.
Nope.
But it is not. So they do like little weapon fights. I can't remember who goes first.
I think it's Shane, because he just kind of shoots them. Maybe it's either Shane or Dustin, because Tori is second.
Yeah. Shane has just like a gun that he shoots little energy blasts out of.
Yeah.
Dustin has a big hammer that he makes quakes with.
Yeah.
Which is arguably the coolest weapon.
It's extremely dope, yes.
And it looks really cool, because it's like a long-handled, like two-handed, like sledgehammer almost.
Yeah.
And then Tori. The sonic fin is a mouth to south megaphone that she yells exercise commands to.
Where
and
she Delilah dooms these people to death.
Whoever hears them, in this case it's Sergio or whatever his name is. Whoever hears them is forced to do exercises.
He's like suspended in the air doing flips. She's like, work those abs. Come on, baby. Yeah. Two more crunches. You can do
just
it.
Just like up and down, up and down.
And one, and two, and one. It is so Delilah Doom. I love it so much. Then they put all their weapons together to make the Storm Striker, which is one of the best combined weapon names in quite some time. Certainly better than the Salad Slash. Yeah. So they kill Sergey, and as he's dying, Dustin goes, later days. And I teleport to Saturday morning.
To Frosted Tips and JNCOs.
On TV, there's X-Play is on the television, and I'm watching Adam Sessler make jokes about Okami. And then my friend Eli and I play Yu-Gi-Oh! And then we go to Marshall's on our skateboards. And we buy Sobe Life Water, and life was simple and easy. So Sergio's dead. Then we go back over to the Rangers. Their face masks pop up, which I'm not a fan of.
I saw this in the intro, and I don't love it, but it seems like it's only used, well, in this episode anyway. Who knows going forward what it's going to look like. But it's only used like post-fight, so we can see them celebrating.
Yeah, that makes sense, the 2017 movie, their face masks were down all the time because, like, you paid these actors a lot of money to be actors in movies, so you're clearly going to do that.
Yeah, you paid them physical actor money, not voice actor money.
Yeah, all the Marvel movies have the same problem. Like, not only does Tony Stark take his face mask off so much, but, like, there's a lot of shots of inside his face mask of his face. Spider-Man's always taking his mask off, like... It's a whole thing. It's because, like, you want the big name actors to be seen in the movie so people get, you know, they connect the two. I think it works for Power Rangers only after they're done.
Every single time, I'm going to prefer they just take the helmets off.
Same. Because in a second, we cut from here to the command center, and Dustin just has his helmet off, and it's much better.
Yeah. I think they all in the command center are just holding their helmets. Yeah,
way better. Way better than the face masks off. Because, like, here's the thing. Their faces are like this much. There's like a tiny little bit of face.
It's like barely their eyebrows and the bottom of their bottom lip.
Yeah.
And it's like scrunched in a little bit and they're like, oh man, we really got that guy.
Like, yeah, guys, we nailed it. So we get back. This is when Dustin's like, I told you about the Power Rangers, but you dummies said, no, that's just a comic book thing. Dustin, you're an idiot, but who's the idiot now? It's you two. And Shane's like, that wasn't me, that was Tor. And Tor's like, yeah, that was me, but you were right, never mind. And it was just a very cute scene. But then Sensei has to do he has to kill a little Buzz. Just a little. And be like, hey, y'all, Lothar's still nasty and gonna kill everybody if we don't get it together. So Be careful. The future is in your hands now, Power Rangers. And that's the end of the episode.
And it just, it quickly fades to black, and then the credits scroll up the screen on a black background. And I was like, what is going on? It ends so abruptly.
Yeah. They were like, oh, Dip, we're out of time. We gotta go.
They really pushed it to the last second.
But Josh, that's the end of the episode. I started. What's the best?
I think the Rangers are the best. Can I do that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Power Rangers are also the best.
They seem like three good kids, and I'm very excited to get to know them more.
Yeah. It's pretty great that I just like all the Power Rangers immediately, and I'm not like, well, those two are going to be problems.
Right. Yeah, it's just, oh, these are all good kids.
Yeah.
Because two of them were like, we need to stop and help these people, and the other one was like, we got to get to school on time.
We're going to get in trouble.
No part of that is bad, necessarily, you know? Because it's like, those people weren't in danger. They were just broken down.
Yeah. And Shane's like, yeah, like they'll be fine, but we will not be fine if we are late again and we get expelled from ninja school. But at the same time, he's not like, ah, ditch him. Like, he's just like, we have a thing. We see their like hobbies right away. We kind of get their personalities in a really brief but concise way that like Tori's responsible. Shane is like the outgoing party dude. Dustin's an idiot, but means well. Boom. Here they all are. Everything's set up. There's no staggered introductions. It's pretty great. Yeah.
God, I'm so glad we met them all at the same time.
Yeah. What's the worst?
I think for me, it's a little bit, I'm going to say the pacing. Just because at the end, when they become Power Rangers, it's like, bam, 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 end.
Yeah.
So the last, like, I feel like they're only Power Rangers for about 5 minutes at the end of this episode.
Honestly, I don't even know if it's that long, but yeah, it's...
I feel like this maybe should have been, this ends with the Lothar attack, and then part two begins with them, like, arriving at the school and becoming Power Rangers.
This isn't a two-part episode, though.
It's not. It should have been, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I think the worst for me is just that the Power Rangers stuff just seemed very quickly jammed onto the end of the episode.
Yeah. I'm going to say the worst is, and I'm just going to get this out of the way at the beginning of the season because it's going to keep being there, is the weird branding. The fact that they are the Wind Rangers at the Wind School, but one of them is air-powered and the other isn't, and wind is exclusively made out of air, at least in my knowledge. I'm not a scientist, so maybe it's not that way, but... I just think not calling them the Storm, because he's like, these are your Wind Morphers and you are the Wind Power Rangers. I was like, they should have been Storm. It's not called Power Rangers Ninja Wind. It's called Power Rangers Ninja Storm.
It's not going to be Wind Red Ranger. It's Ninja Storm Red Ranger.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I think that's my worst, is that just the branding mistakes made right up front, or maybe not mistakes, but choices, the weird branding choices made right up front. I'm not a huge fan of. Who's the MVP?
I don't think it's Shane.
I also don't think it's Shane. I didn't even know his name until like 18 minutes in.
Yeah, but it's close for me between Dustin and Tori, but I think it's got to be Dustin.
I think I'm going to give it to Tori.
Okay. I really liked Tori's character, and I liked pretty much every line that she delivered in this episode was very good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to Dustin for knowing about Power Rangers in a not mythical sense.
Right.
And like showing them how to morph and be a Power Ranger.
Yeah, that was pretty great. I'm going to give it to Tori because number one, she let me skate Toa, and she will continue to do so for the next 30-some-odd episodes. And also, she's the one who's like, hey, the people are in trouble. We got to stop. We got to help them. Like,
yeah.
That's just Power Rangers as hell. Like, that's really Power Rangers. I like that. Dustin, I feel like there's going to be a fight for first between these two. Shane needs, I don't think he needs to like step up, but I feel like for the first time in a long time, they're not like the Red Ranger. Well, that's the number one guy, right? Look at him.
Yeah, he's the most vanilla.
Yeah, and he's
on
like
the team, and he's not like, he's definitely at this point not a leader.
No, but none of them...
Because none of them are.
Yeah, like Tori is the leader in the sense that she's like, we got to do this thing right now. But then Dustin's also like, I know about Power Rangers. And then Shane's like, I'm more outgoing and like gung-ho about things. So like,
yeah,
they all kind of work together as a team really well. And I'm just excited to like flesh the characters out a lot more. But for this episode, gotta give it to my girl Toa. Shred the Gnar. Love it.
Yeah.
We don't need to rank it because it goes number one because there's only one episode so far. So that's done for us.
Nice. Easy.
Easy. I forgot how to end these. We just leave. Josh, what's the next one? You still got the thing pulled up? What's the next one called?
Yeah, I should have it here. Unless I really messed it up.
No, you went to look at Sobe Lifewater.
I did, but I did that on my computer.
Oh.
The next one is called There's No I in Team.
There is no way on earth that is the first time they've called a Power Rangers episode that.
I think so. I can't remember.
I'm going to do some Googles. That seems preposterous. That 450 episodes in? Wild. Anyway, so we will see you on Friday for episode 2 of Power Rangers in the Storm. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Okay, there's a lot of noises going on. It's not my apartment. Somebody was, it's been rainy, so I don't know if someone was like hair drying the lawn or what. a little while ago, it stopped, but if it comes up, I'm going to need to stop to give it some time to noise cancel.